This is the best moments of the Barbecue Central Show in 10 minutes or less. Ever wish you could re-listen to your favorite interview or segment? Do you enjoy hearing older shows for the first time in years? Then the best moments of the Barbecue Central Show in 10 minutes or less is just what you need. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Hello, friends. John Solberg here, the host for the best moments of the Barbecue Central Show in 10 minutes or less. Always happy to tell you at the start of this show that this show is being brought to you by The Butcher Shop. They are purveyors of highly sought after 100% Australian non-crossbred Waivara 9 Plus briskets that are always hand-picked just for you. The Butcher Shop has been retailing the finest meats for more than 15 years. Every week they're shipping out competition quality meats to many of the biggest teams in the competition scene across the nation. Simply put, teams that use The Butcher Shop win, and they win often. Even if you're not a competitor, I know that you would like to have some of the finer cuts in life. Great news for you, The Butcher Shop is shipping some of the finest prime, dry-aged, Australian Wagyu, and Japanese Wagyu steaks to people just like you and me, who aspire to be the kings and queens of the backyard. The Butcher Shop always has Berkshire, Compart Duroc, Allegiance Duroc, and Prairie Fresh All-Natural Pork in stock, and even that is always hand-picked just for you. Let's review all this. The best competition briskets? Check. The best pork selection? Check. Giving you better overall options to cook at home? Check. So give The Butcher Shop a call today, 850-458-8782. That's 850-458-8782. You mention the Barbecue Central Show, you're getting 10% off your entire order each and every time. You can also go check them out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheButcherShop. Shop is spelled S-H-O-P-P-E. The Butcher Shop, home of the 100% Australian non-crossbred Waivara 9 Plus briskets. And today we're jumping back to 2008 for the introduction, first-time guest, not the last-time guest, inventor of the Minion Method, of course, Mr. Jim Minion.
If you call in, ask your question, then punch out. Lots to get to tonight, so let's go ahead and get rolling. As promised, my first guest currently sits on the rep and sanctioning committees for the Kansas City Barbecue Society. His barbecue catering company is getting ready to launch a new line of barbecue rubs and sauces into the market. But more importantly, he's revolutionized how all of us fire up our charcoal cookers and grills with his patented method. If you've ever seen, or if you've ever been on a barbecue forum, you've seen the acronym MM, or you've heard someone refer to the method. It spawned from my first guest, Jim Minion. Jim, thanks for coming on tonight. How are you?
I'm good, Greg. How are you?
Oh, can't complain. Thanks for joining me. So before we actually get into the method, go ahead and give us a roll call of your cookers.
At the moment, I've got a close offset mobile unit with a fajita grill, old hickory rotisserie cooker, WSMs, Primos, Rancher kettles. I think that's about it.
Enough for one man, for sure.
Well, the catering business keeps us busy. We use quite a bit of this stuff for that. So the Rancher kettles really come in handy there, along with the fajita grill when we're doing some of the new recipes from our Southwest grilling menu.
Jim Minion is our guest. Jim, tell us about the concept of the Minion method and then how to properly execute it.
Well, the concept came out of need. I was at a contest. We were cooking on an offset cooker that we had actually built that wasn't tuned yet, so we were really having a lot of problems. And I sent my wife down to a fireplace shop, and we bought a WSM, put it together. I needed a way to start some charcoal. And basically what I just decided to do was I was going to fill up the fire ring full of unlit charcoal. I lit off 15 to 20 briquettes, sprinkle them over the top and spread them out, put a couple of chunks of wood in, the water pan on, and proceeded to cook chicken and ribs. We took first in ribs and a second in chicken in that particular contest. My idea was is that if I can put heat at the top and then use the bottom vents to control how fast it lights off the other charcoal, that I should be able to get some long burn times at the temperatures I'm looking for. And it worked. Went home, got on the internet on a forum, and somebody asked the question. I can't get the WSM to cook under 325 degrees using their instructions. I went ahead and told them what I had done that after that morning. And for that, there was about a month of people asking over and over again, how did you do this? And how, why does this work? And how does that work? And then one day, somebody, and I don't even remember who, said, well, I tried the Minion method and the rest of it's been history.
So that's how the acronym and the method naming was kind of born.
That came totally out of that. It was definitely not something you could plan. It was just something that happened.
Now, you said you were kind of thinking, I mean, when you were thinking of how you wanted to fire up this WSM that you had never used, I mean, was just these thoughts just rifling through your head over a matter of minutes? I mean, this wasn't anything you had planned out days in advance, was it?
Oh, absolutely not. I will say that I'd looked at how some other pits had been used in the past, and it was I didn't think of it in terms of, well, they do this, so I'll try it. It was just something that it basically sounded to me like it should work, and it was the need of the moment. I mean, we needed to come up with something quickly, and I did not want to run at grilling temperatures. So I tried it, and it did work, and it worked well.
Now, to be honest, the instruction book that comes with the Weber Smoky Mountain is pretty much a piece of crap, isn't it?
Well, they've been nice to me, so I'm not going to say it's crap, but it's misguided, let's put it that way.
It's not the way they tell you how to do it isn't probably the best way to be able to control your temperatures for a long period of time.
If you want to cook at 325 to 350 degrees, it works extremely well.
Now, how long ago was the method born to present day? How many years have passed?
Would you like to know how long the Minion method has been around? I can tell you how you can listen to this entire segment. Head on over to thebbqcentralshow.com. There's a link in today's show notes. It's going to take you to the complete episode. I believe Rod Gray's on this as well. It's 2008. Think about it. This is early days for these pioneers. So go check out that show. You're over there on that website, cruise around. You want to have your own show made up from me to you? Find me a sepisode, and I'll make you a show. That's right. You just find it, you send it over to me, I'm like, hey, this episode. Anyway, hey, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Until next time on the Best Moments of the Barbecue Central Show in 10 Minutes or Less. I'm your host, John Solberg. I look forward to talking to you again soon.